Your attention, please. We are extremely... We are extremely excited and blessed today to have a true eminent scholar in our midst. Philip Emeagwali is listed by Time Magazine as one of the unsung heroes behind the internet. Time Magazine states that the web owes much of its existence to him. CNN calls him a father of the internet. President Bill Clinton claimed that he's one of the great minds of the information age. Truly, his vision of interconnecting 64,000 processors distributed around the world led to much of what we call today the internet. He's been voted the 35th greatest, history's greatest African, and probably what would interest most of you is that Oscar winner Denzel Washington has been asked to portray him in the story of his life. Please put your hands together and help us welcome Philip Emeagwali.
Thank you for the pleasant introduction. Walk with me down memory lane. The time 40 years ago, deserted a refugee camp established for survivors of a war. 30 months, 1 million dead. The survivors, refugees from the dance of death. My mentor, with respect, I called him teacher. He was one of our refugee camp directors. Martin Luther King has been killed, said teacher, with a pained voice and vacant eyes. I looked towards teacher and wondered, who is Martin Luther King? I was a 13-year-old refugee in the West African nation of Nigeria, a land then called Biafra. Martin Luther King, what did this name mean? 80% of Biafrans were refugees exiled in their own country. 2 years earlier, army officers staged a bloody coup. The Muslims felt it was a tribal mutiny of Christian Igbos against their beloved leaders. The aggrieved Muslims went on a killing rampage, chanting, "Igbo, Igbo, you are no longer part of Nigeria." In the days that followed, 50,000 Igbos were killed in street uprisings. Killing was not new to us in Biafra. I was 13, but I knew much of killing. Most of the refugees in our camp were widows and orphans. There were survivors of the Igbo dance of death, a euphemism for mass executions. 1,000 men at gunpoint forced to dance a public dance. 700 were then shot and buried en masse in shallow graves. When told to hurry up, one of the murderers said, "The graves are not yet full." A few days later, possessing only the clothes on our backs, we fled from the dance of death. That was 6 months before Martin Luther King was assassinated. 2 years later, teacher and I we are conscripted into the Gatan army and sent to the front. After the war, teacher who had told me that name, Martin Luther King, was among the 1 million who have died. I, a child soldier, was one of 15 million who survived. Africa is committing suicide. A two-decade war in Sudan, genocidal killings in Rwanda, scorched earth conflicts in Ethiopia, Somalia, Uganda, and Liberia. The wars in modern Africa are the largest global-scale surrender since the establishment of the Atlantic slave trade, which uprooted and scattered Africa's sons and daughters across the United States, Jamaica, and Brazil. Africa's wars are steering the continent towards self-destruction beyond the imagination of our greatest horror writers. So, in our circumstances, Martin Luther King was a name unknown, a dead man among millions, with a message that never reached the shores of Biafra. Neither did his message reach the ears of the Black Scorpion, Benjamin Adekunle, a tough Nigerian army commander who espoused his credo of ethnic cleansing as follows. We shoot at everything that moves, and when our forces move into Igbo territory, we even shoot things that do not move. As we hit Martin Luther King's call and march together across the world stage, let us never forget that we are the torchbearers of his legacy of peace for our nation and our children. Thank you very much.